President Biden is about to leave for Buffalo. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, going to New York to meet and grieve with victims' families days after a massacre.
My sister survived breast cancer and 3 aneurysm surgeries to go to the grocery store to get killed.
Celeste Cheney's sister is one of the 10 people murdered Saturday. 3 others were wounded. Almost all the victims black. The accused gunman's a white 18-year-old.
A White House official says after visiting a makeshift memorial, the president will also deliver remarks. He's expected to label the shooting as a case of terrorism motivated by hate. He's also expected to once again call on Congress to enact new gun control measures.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Sunday's church shooting in California also being investigated as a hate crime targeting Taiwanese people.
We know that the subject involved is a U.S. citizen who immigrated from China.
Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes. David Chow is accused of chaining the doors shut, super gluing keyholes, and hiding firebombs in the church, then shooting people, killing 1 and wounding 5 before others stopped him and tied him up. It's primary day in 5 states with 1 key race in Pennsylvania that's neck, neck, and neck.
Dr. Mehmet Oz, political commentator Kathy Barnett, and businessman David McCormick all vying for the Republican spot on the midterm ticket in what will likely be a tough race to keep the Pennsylvania Senate seat in GOP hands.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. John Fetterman wants to turn that seat blue, the favorite to win the Democratic nomination while recovering from a minor stroke. Elon Musk is again saying his deal to buy Twitter is on hold, tweeting early this morning 20% or more of accounts are fake. Then as Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassoni reads, he added,
"My offer was based on Twitter's SEC filings being accurate. Yesterday, Twitter's CEO publicly refused to show proof of less than 5%. This deal cannot move forward until he does."
The cost to fill up has gone up to another record high. Regular gas up another 4 cents today. AAA's national average, $4.52 a gallon. Californians are paying $6.02. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
There may be yet another shooting being treated as a hate crime, this one in Dallas, Texas, where a suspect was arrested early this morning, connected to last week's shooting at a hair salon in the city's Koreatown that left 3 women wounded. In New York City last night,
an 11-year-old girl was shot to death in the Bronx. Cops say she was rushed to the hospital in critical condition after being shot in the stomach by the passenger on a scooter and later died. Police say that the girl was not the intended target of the shooting. They say the person on the scooter was shooting at a man who was running down the street trying to get away from them. Police say the girl was walking into a store with a relative when she was shot. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Also in New York, cases for COVID are on the rise, just like in many areas of the country. Johns Hopkins has reported nationally infections going back up 4 weeks in a row, more than double what they were a month ago.
New York City health officials have issued an advisory urging New Yorkers to wear masks in all indoor public settings as the city nears high-risk COVID-19 alert status. That means wearing face coverings in grocery stores, offices, and building lobbies, among other places, regardless of vaccination status or past COVID-19 infection. Those at high risk of severe illness from the virus, such as those over 65, are being advised to avoid crowded settings, tough to do in the Big Apple, and non-essential gatherings. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The Senate has advanced a bill that would provide another $40 billion worth of weapons and humanitarian aid to Ukraine to deal with Russia's invasion. That money already approved by the House. Last night's vote sets up a final vote in the Senate later in the week. On Wall Street, stocks could rebound from all the recent selling. Futures are surging the day after the NASDAQ lost another 142 points, but the Dow yesterday gained 26. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.